They start their day with a prayer. Then it's off to class at the Washington Middle School for Girls in the nation's capital. 100 students attend this Catholic day school. They come from low-income homes with complex family backgrounds. Many are being raised by a single parent or grandparent.
When we started the school, we started to look in the neighborhood.
Sister Mary Borden founded the school 14 years ago. Private donations cover most of the costs, including $15,000 a year tuition and a federal lunch program that gives the students a hot meal each day. The school is located in a community where teen pregnancy is high and many girls are at risk for leaving school early.
This is where we wanted our school to be, where we could reach young girls during their middle school years and intervene in a way that set them on the track to a healthy, happy adulthood.
Raise your hand if you do these things. You send text messages, you chat online.
Sister Borden says students often enter the school below their grade level and are not motivated.
One of the first things is to get the teachers who can excite them about learning. They get personal, individual attention.
So I know you wrote them at the bottom of the other page, but just look at these.
Class sizes are small, giving teachers like Kelly Lockhart an opportunity to work one-on-one.
If I'm able to develop that relationship with them and if they're able to feel comfortable with me, that helps with the intrinsic motivation and it helps with them just relaxing and being comfortable to be able to ask whatever questions they need to ask about math or about life.
Celsius to Fahrenheit or Fahrenheit to Celsius.
Mm-hmm. Nayaja is excelling and wants to be a doctor someday.
Okay. In my previous schools, they didn't have as much as the school have and the love and the care that they show for me. We all have high expectations for ourselves, and so do our teachers do.
For, like, the classroom right now.
Michaela is another success. She came to the school 3 years ago shy and lacking self-confidence. Now she's eager to learn.
When I'm here, I feel challenged. I don't feel like I'm getting the lowest education or this isn't good enough for me. I feel like I'm being pushed to my limits to do my best.
Michaela says this school has given her hope for what she wants to achieve in life.
I think there should be like a lot of other schools like this because it provides you with a good education. It helps you be the best that you can be.
Who can find right now in the essay?
97% of the students here graduate from high school, compared with less than half at D.C. public schools. That's success for a private school, helping young girls fulfill their dreams.
Yeah,
Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.